Operational level, inbound logistics process. Logistics works with procurement in inbound orders, as illustrated in Exhibit 3-8. Note that for the first step, in some cases, such as when a blanket order exists, procurement will only need to release the order rather than writing the order. Exhibit 3-8, logistics involvement in inbound order management. The following content looks at some aspects of the inbound order management process, including work orders and shipping orders, the transportation plan, advanced ship notices, order tracking, order visibility, receiving, inspection, order confirmation, and closeout. Work orders and shipping orders. When procurement creates or releases a purchase order, the ERP or other system may generate a work order for inbound logistics to procure shipping services unless the supplier is handling shipping. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a work order is an authorization to start work on an activity, for example, maintenance or product. The work order will include information that helps logistics determine things like the shipping container size and other details. Logistics must constantly monitor which purchase orders have been released, which shipments are being arranged by suppliers for arrival coordination, and when ownership is transferring between seller and buyer. Logistics then generates a shipping order, which includes instructions about the disposition of the goods to be transported. One shipping order may include multiple purchase orders. Logistics also ensures that their organization fulfills its responsibilities, such as procuring sufficient insurance. This may be specified in the Incoterms Registered Trademark Trade Terms. Logistics stays in close communication with manufacturing facilities to provide them with instructions on how to complete paperwork and plan for shipping dates and supply chain security. Transportation plan. According to COIL and Managing Supply Chains, a logistics approach, a transportation plan, takes into account freight consolidation opportunities and delivery data on orders, and then determines the specific carrier or transportation vehicle to maximize efficiencies while abiding by customer delivery requirements. To finesse the variables involved, many organizations opt to employ a transportation management system, TMS, which, according to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, is a computer application system designed to manage transportation operations. This type of application typically includes modules focused on specific functions, such as intermodal transportation, import and export management, fleet service management, and load planning and optimization. With electronic data interchange or application programming interfaces feeding into it, TMS software integrates myriad variables, sometimes optimizing conflicting constraints depending upon the service level needed for a particular customer. Another strategy for managing transportation costs is to set up what's called factory gate pricing, which in the case of inbound logistics refers to the price if picked up at the supplier's factory. Factory gate pricing is the cost of the material unbundled from any charges for transportation. Normally, transport costs from suppliers are not separated from the actual costs of the raw materials and components. With factory gate pricing, the buyer can compare the supplier's transport costs to the cost of one's own or a third party's transportation methods to determine which alternative is most cost-effective. Another method for logistics to use in managing transportation costs is to work with LSPs such as freight forwarders. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a freight forwarder is the middleman between the carrier and the organization shipping the product. A freight forwarder often combines smaller shipments to take advantage of lower bulk costs. Freight forwarders are experts in weighing alternative shipping routes, calculating shipping costs accurately between two points, and coordinating all the necessary paperwork between exporting and importing countries' customs requirements. Many companies use freight forwarders because it is less expensive to hire them than to maintain internal staff with that expertise. Forwarders often have other clients and can more easily consolidate small shipments into larger ones to achieve discounts. There are two other types of forwarders that may be involved in inbound logistics: air freight forwarders and foreign freight forwarders. Air freight forwarders perform the same basic tasks as freight forwarders, but specialize in air shipments. They are not required to have a license and compete directly with air carriers. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a foreign freight forwarder as an entity that picks up goods at the production site and coordinates transport to the foreign customer's location. A key value-added service of foreign freight forwarders is freight consolidation, They group freight from multiple customers to fill entire container loads, CL, resulting in a lower freight rate for each customer. Once all the cargo and shipping specifications are determined, some companies provide an advance ship notice. Foreign freight forwarders also help local shippers deliver products in foreign countries. They function as a full-service logistics service provider from the point of local pickup to overseas delivery. Foreign freight forwarders are international shipping experts and so remove the need for the organization to possess this expertise. They are compensated from fees charged for preparing export documentation, from carrier commissions, and by the difference in price between the rates charged to the shipper and the lower rate per pound/kilogram for consolidated shipments. In the U.S., foreign freight forwarders are regulated by the Federal Maritime Commission. Advance ship notices. One value-added service is the Advance Ship Notice, ASN, which is an electronic data interchange. EDI notification of shipment of product. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. It contains a list of the exact items being shipped, the quantities, and the delivery date with reference to a purchase order. Both importers and exporters can use ASNs. There may be instances when a cargo shipment will have multiple ASNs as it moves from a container to a truck trailer. An ASN serves several purposes. It provides the consignee, the buyer, with time to plan for the arrival of the shipment. It allows the consignee time to arrange delivery appointments. It enables the consignee to redeploy the shipment's contents. Because it's a forward flow of information in the supply chain, it can reduce uncertainty in order replenishment. Numerous countries around the globe have implemented an ASN process in which shippers are required to notify the importing country's customs authorities about the items being shipped before cargo is loaded onto a carrier's vessel. In 2010, the Importer Security Filing Program implemented additional shipping information requirements, now known as the 10+2 rule in the U.S., which requires the importer to provide U.S. Customs and Border Protection with the following at least 24 hours prior to departure to the first U.S. port. See exceptions. Identification number of the importer of record, employer identification number, EIN, or social security number, SSN. Identification number of the consignee, EIN, or SSN. Name and address of the manufacturer. Name and address of the seller of the goods. Name and address of the buyer of the goods. Name and address of the business to which the shipment is going. Name and address of the stuffer, the party that filled the container, not needed until 24 hours before arrival in port. Location where the container was stuffed, not needed until 24 hours before arrival in port. Country of origin of the goods. 6-digit harmonized system number for the goods. It also requires the carrier to provide a vessel stow plan to document how the containers are organized on board the vessel. A container status message, including the container number, location, condition, full/empty, events, loading/unloading, and times. These notification rules enable customs authorities to inspect paperwork and potentially warn the carrier if there might be something inappropriate in the shipment. Sometimes the inspection is conducted by customs representatives from the importing country who are assigned to the foreign port. If a problem is found, the shipment is not loaded onto the vessel and is inspected at the port of departure. It may then be placed on the next available ship. Order tracking. Order tracking primarily refers to providing B2C customers with the ability to determine the physical location of their orders in the supply chain. It usually provides information only at discrete points, such as when a product has arrived or left a particular node in the network, from order packed to ship date to the location of the carrier vehicle and the expected delivery date and time. Some companies use robust supply chain event management systems to monitor the progress of orders and alert logistics to events that may cause delays. With any modern order management system, there is real-time two-way communication on the status of customer orders. Order visibility. Order visibility is similar to order tracking, but it is primarily for the organization or its B2B partners, allowing them to locate and view the status of an order in real time. Usually, all order-related information from all parties across the supply chain is shown, including that from air, water, road, and rail transportation services. The following order details are often tracked: purchase orders in transit, product parts and SKUs in transit, including codes, quantity, and container number. Product part and SKU details, including invoice value, cartons, dimensions, and weight. Multi-attribute SKU definitions, size, color, style, barcode. Role-specific views of orders and movements of inventory, documentation, and regulatory compliance of suppliers. Both buyers and suppliers should have access to this system by batch process or by blockchain. For example, the Global Shipping Business Network, GSBN, is a blockchain solution for water modality shipping and terminals. It is a nonprofit consortium that includes Costco Shipping Lines and a number of other major carriers and terminal operators as primary signatories. With an order visibility system in place, overall better customer service can be achieved by enabling logistics or the buyer, if it's not that function, procuring the raw materials or components to intervene as soon as a problem or issue arises. Order visibility enables logistics to stage, reroute, and prioritize order shipping by having detailed container packing information readily available. Shipping costs can also be optimized by improving container and capacity utilization, order status, and expediting. Careful follow-up on open orders will serve logistics well. If an open order is awaiting materials, it should get them immediately upon arrival of the supplier's shipment. Best practices here may involve the following. Developing a process for those who are tracking open order status. Documenting and sharing a written process for exactly how to handle late or emergency purchase orders. If the full order cannot be shipped, determining whether the buyer would rather take a partial order, wait until the full order can be shipped, or take a third option. Designating an official supplier liaison who can help with order allocation and prioritization decisions. Scheduling regular visits to suppliers to build relationships and increase communication on expectations. Order receipt and quality inspection. The receiving department assesses the contents of each arriving shipment to verify the following. Delivery notes align with the information in the ASN, and the delivery was routed to the right receiving bay with the right receiving equipment and staff. Container or vehicle seals are intact, not tampered with. The shipped items are as ordered. The quantity matches the buyer's order documentation. The items meet the quality standards and other specifications previously communicated. There is no damage to any of the items. The items were stored and/or shipped according to the appropriate conditions, such as temperature. The items are in good condition and are not outdated or obsolete, for example, old stock. The arrival date and time, if noted in the order, match the agreed-upon terms of the order. Ensuring receiving professionals are well-trained in matching documentation to received goods will ensure the flow of goods into the facility is accurately documented. For example, physical inventory will continue to match inventory records. By using effective receiving practices, logistics can quickly catch order errors and damage, thereby minimizing their impact. There are numerous receiving activities that, if done properly, can increase operational efficiencies. Coordinating schedules with carriers to sequence deliveries to optimize dock labor and equipment usage and reduce bottlenecks. Comparing the original purchase order and freight bill against the agreed-upon receipt date to determine if early/late. Combining products received into groupings that can be put onto pallets for ease of moving via forklifts and other material handling equipment unitization. Preparing a receiving report to document orders received. Verify payables invoicing, control inventory, and evaluate supplier performance. Transporting materials to the requester and ensuring sign-off by the recipient, who then assumes responsibility for the inventory. Coordinating receiving with put-away functions to ensure both teams have high utilization and avoid bottlenecks. Cross-train employees in these two functions to balance these workloads. The receiving function may perform inspection itself, forward inventories with suspected damage to a quality control area, or call in quality control and inspect the goods at the receiving area. The cost of quality processes should be tracked. Supplier contracts will specify remedies for quality issues or order discrepancies. If there are discrepancies, they are documented, including the photos, and the purchasing function and the supplier and/or carrier should be notified immediately so the party at fault can rectify the situation. A freight claim may be needed for damages caused in shipment. Be sure to document whether the load was stacked properly, whether protective packaging and bracing was used, and if it was up to standards or if it was deficient. Document the quality of the shipping container, for example, clean and dry. In the event that an order does not get delivered or is lost or stolen en route to a buyer, There might be expediting costs for a replacement shipment if the same products are available, or the buyer may cancel the order and buy from another preferred supplier. When inbound items have been received, logistics needs to check the order management system to determine if there are outstanding orders that require the product, for example, if they were allocated to an order as part of an available-to-promise system. Such inventory will be immediately combined with any inventory already on hand and picked for those customer orders. If items received are not needed for any open orders, they will be placed in inventory. Order confirmation and closeout. Order confirmation involves providing feedback to the supplier and any other supply chain intermediaries that the order was received along with information as to the condition and quality of the inventory. In addition to providing proof of delivery, POD, order confirmation is a good time to ask for feedback such as the customer providing a rating for the supplier and or the carrier. Just as in the world of e-commerce, such ratings can help in winning new business. Next, the original order is reviewed for possible closeout. Since one purchase order can have multiple items arriving on different dates, and or there can be multiple deliveries of the same part on different dates, each line item expected to be received in a given shipment must be reviewed and either marked as complete or indicated as open balance or products yet to be delivered. Any missing items that should have been delivered will be deemed open replenishment orders in the supply system and must be rescheduled. Once the entire quantity for a particular item has been received, that line on the purchase order is marked for invoice settlement and payment.